you can perceive phenomena that were hidden or unseen, perhaps not even knowing they existed. And in doing so, I can capture environmental crises that are difficult to perceive in everyday life.
Hello, welcome to Overexposed, a series of conversations about pollution and its effects on everything living and non-living. I am your host, Andrea González, and in this episode, we talk with Minji Kim about how sound and music might contribute to a better ecological environment. Minji is a resident of Overexposed Residency, hosted in partnership between Sonic Acts and The Lives of Deltas. In every episode, we ask a resident to bring an artifact that has moved their work in a lasting way. Minji, also known as Unknown Kim, is a researcher and sound artist based in The Hague and Seoul. She's a founder of the Ecoacoustic Sound Artist Initiative, Acoustic Territories, and a member of the artist duo Kutek. Kim's practice investigates the relationship between human design infrastructure and coastal spaces, asking how sound and music might contribute to a better ecological environment. Hello, Minji.
Hello.
We asked you to bring an artifact, and you brought the written piece, A Short Story About the Wind.
In a hidden realm of secrets, each particle spoke a truth. Said, layers scatter and life connected. Why does everything crumble and turn to dust? Is it accumulation the ground we tread? Who knows the intricacies of its weave? The mediator between life and decay. It blends the sky and the land with a touch both gentle and grand. In this monistic dance, in this incomprehensible joyful simulation, birth and disappearance intertwine, becoming a circle, becoming a waltz. In this atmospheric rhythm, ta-ta, ta-ta. I embarked on the journey in search of the wind amidst the swirling days. The wind holds secrets in invisible places.
Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on what's the connection between this piece of writing that we have just listened and the research that you're conducting in the residency?
Yes. So, first, I would like to start to talk from last year. And my friend told me about the place where the wind blows a lot and there's usually many Pung Moon going around, and Pung Moon is a Korean word that literally translates to a rumor that flow with the wind, referring to stories that spread from mouth to mouth. And that got me thinking deeply about the connection between wind and sound. And I think sound and wind share a lot of fundamental essences because they are intertwined as moving air. And I think just by focusing the phenomenon of sound, one can perceive it through hearing, and while directing attention to the flowing phenomenon allows one to explore, experience the presence of wind. And yeah, I think I can call both of entities as moving air in that sense, and both moving air itself possesses a very interesting mysterious quality, remaining unseen and intangible. It is not fast as light, but however, it blows through the land and mingles with substance, leaving trace of its passage in tracks or trails. And to quote my poet friend Thoreau's poem, he said, "The wind and sound, there never lingers in one place, but departs after conveying tranquility." So within the rim of moving air, there is an accumulation of narrative from object encountered during its journey. By attentively listening, one can uncover a world history that surpasses what is visibly apparent. And also, I'd like to share in the context of acoustic, many text sources refer to concept of moving air when discussing sound. For example, Savin von Fischer even stated that sound is nothing but particle moving in the air. And it seems like this knowledge forms the foundation of basic acoustics. But also, what is interesting is that when you search for the meaning of wind on Google, it comes up as the natural movement of air.
Number one, a trembling leaf. I ask a trembling leaf, "Are you familiar with the wind? Have you seen it?" The leaf replied, "I know what it is, but I haven't seen it." Curiosity enveloped me and I asked again, "But how do you know if you haven't seen it?" The leaf trembled even more weakly and said, "I am sorry, I have to go now. If you want to know about it, follow me." Number two, swaying grass. The shaking leaf detached from the branch and swiftly flew away, and I ran after it. We arrived at the vast field of swaying grass where the leaf disappeared. Approaching the swaying grass, I inquired. I followed the leaf all the way here, searching for the wind. Have you seen it? The grass responded. We know where it is, but we haven't seen it. Filled with anticipation, I pleaded, then, where is it? The grass blades extended in one direction, pointing towards something. Follow the direction I am indicating with my body, they said. I traversed the grassy field and reached its end. Where I touched the tallest blades with my hand.
So I think there are a lot of interesting intersection between wind and sound. And a few weeks ago, I also read a book by Tim Ingold, and he explained about life by intertwining wind and sound. And here's the relevant part. Wherever there is a life, there is a movement. However, not all movement signifies life. The movement of life specifically involves becoming rather than being, renewal along a path rather than displacement of space. Every creature moves in its unique way and as it issues forth and leaves a trace behind. The sun is alive because of how it moves through the sky, but so are the trees because of the particular ways their branches sway or their leaves flutter in the wind and the sounds they make in the process. So based on those hints, I've been continuously contemplating the intersection of wind and sound in a philosophical and artistic manner. And I exploring how this can relate it to things that are alive and how it can contribute to a better understanding of ecology. And right now, I mostly have a vague feeling about it, but I believe there's something deeper and more clear concept waiting to be discovered by me.
Yeah, my next question was actually if you could speak more about your interest with the wind, but I think you thoroughly covered it already. Yeah, I think for me, it's very interesting how you explore the character of the wind as something indeed that cannot be seen with the eye, but it's only perceived through its effects, through actually what it moves. And then you describe how the way it moves the sand and the grass is the way you perceive the. It was a super generous definition and super interesting. You also, your work revolves in general about the interaction, you say, between environments and humans. I would like to know more about how you actually approach this subject.
I think this kind of concept of interaction between environments and humans is pretty broad and overarching theme. And in a way, it could be said that the process of exploration for all, you know, individuals somehow explored this theme. But to be more specific, in private way, I focus on the sound communication between environment and human. And recently, my interest lies in exploring more beneficial ways of communication, you know, ways that can contribute to creating a better direction for the environment and humanity, or for the environment inclusive of humanity. And of course, one of the ways to delve into sound revealed within projects that directly contribute, such as set motor, which is a main concept and a project of my research, and add artistic and philosophical layers to them. There are many beautiful and intriguing sound phenomena out there. You know, actually all sounds of nature are beautiful, but I would like to think beyond simply consuming this beauty as an artistic merit and consider ways in which it can also be beneficial to ecology. And artists, musicians and sound artists, David Ruthenberg once said that as the environmental crisis perpetuated by humanity intensifies, all artists, including musicians and composers, should take some responsibilities in finding ways to connect the excellence of their work with constructive contribution to solving the world problem. And yeah, of course, the spectrum of what is considered direct or beneficial is pretty, you know, vague and ambiguous. But however, I am trying to embrace and explore this artistic endeavor that includes the dilemmas and controversies. And I strive to remain as open as possible. And another practical approach is to go to the actual site and experience them firsthand. Yeah, as I said, I am staying near the artificial lake named Sihwa Lake in the West Sea of South Korea, exploring a tidal power plant that purifies the polluted water of the artificial lake and harnesses energy from it. And I think while that motor is somewhat successful project, but the Sihwa Lake tidal power plant is still ecologically insecure due to complex factors. And I feel like I need to take a slightly different direction compared to that motor research. And like I'll capture and convey more critical aspects. So each regenerative engineering project like Zend Motor and also Sihwa Tidal Energy Power Plant are unique, and the sounds from emerging from them are very different, and they're things that cannot be known through data or knowledge perspective or diverse between scientists and local residents. Also, impressions are super diverse, but more and moreover, there are plenty of pictures on the internet, but the recorded sounds are less in the internet. So I think, yeah, so field research and field method is on the site is pretty important in the way of this practical approach.
Yeah, I think you very generously explain what you research, like what are your topics of interest, but I would like to know more about what are your mediums, your artistic mediums, and how do you choose the mediums you use for your research or for presenting your research, for making it public?
I think I particularly perceive the communication between the environment and humans through the medium of listening or sound, I would say. While there are many approaches, but sound allows me to observe phenomena beyond the visible and exploring even the tiniest or hidden spaces. I heard that people research like the deep sea rely on ultrasonic sensors to explore the environment. And, Russian spies gather information through eavesdropping method. So if there's a wall right in front of us, then we have no way to knowing what is on the other side, but we can have a rough idea of what's happening with sounds to the next door. Like, we just don't care about it.
Yeah, your medium is sound indeed, but then in reproduction, recording, transmission, etc. of sound, I think, and I see from the type of work that you conduct, that it's really important for you, like, the use of technology. And yeah, I would like to hear more about what role do you think technology plays in shaping your research or in sharing your research also.
Whenever I give a presentation or lecture, there's always a video that I use as the opening slide. And it's about commercial from the 80s for Sonic Walkman. And there's an ape connects to headphone to the Walkman and listen to the music while immersed in the nature. So yeah, you should check it out. And I think that image very resonates with me, as if exploring the sounds of the environment through equipment. And of course, the important thing when it comes to listening is that you don't always necessarily need technology. And I think there are far more things you can hear your bare ear when you're really trying to focus. However, you can perceive phenomena that were hidden or unseen, perhaps not even knowing they existed. And in doing so, I can capture environmental crises that are difficult to perceive in everyday life with my bare ear. For example, last year on Jeju Island in South Korea, where it is vulnerable to environmental crisis, I recorded the sounds underwater using a hydrophone at the coastal wetland. Due to nearby development, the water in the wetland was decaying. And in fact, I couldn't sense this phenomena through smell or sight alone, but when I placed the hydrophone in the water, I could hear the sound as if the water was bubbling and boiling. And also, the researching of sand motor, there is a one more layer, I guess. Sand motor itself is an existing technology created by humans, and it's about revealing how it communicates with the surrounding ecology in an auditory way. And there are methods unrelated to using technology, like philosophical speculation or like a fictional story, like a short story about wind I read in earlier, but also such as using electronics instrument that reveal the wind acoustically or listening through multiple microphones. So in simple terms, I think it's a journey of exploring the impact of existing technology on the ecology through auditory techniques. And it may seem somewhat kind of complex, but it involves revealing and tracing specific technology created by humans using other auditory technologies.
Nice. Thank you so much. We have a few minutes left. Would you like to add something, or also maybe explain where you're at in the residency? How this process has gone so far? What you're working at the moment?
Yeah, maybe I can talk about a bit more about research in sand mortar in overexposed residency. And yeah, I have been conducting artistic research at sand mortar since last year. And sand mortar is a coastal engineering site. A large amount of sand was poured 10 years ago, considering the topological characteristic. And natural forces like wind or tide are utilized to spread the sand. So when people hear the name sand mortar, they might expect an actual mortar somewhere. But in reality, there's no, because here the mortar metaphorically represents the wind, which acts like a mortar to spread the sand. So it's quite poetic, not like most of engineering projects. And I found interested in sound and patterns created by wind here, and in the fact that these sounds and patterns are part of engineering project with the intention of creating a better environment, right? So it related to long-standing question I have had as a sound artist, that is, can sound, art, and music contribute directly and positively to ecology beyond using the environmental context as a compositional merit? And within the human-made engineering project of sand mortar, I create an instrument that could reveal the sounds of transformation when the environment changes for the better way. And this time, I primarily focused on the element of wind within sand mortar, creating electronic instrument that interact with the wind. And the inspiration from my thoughts on the wind and sound, and also my private experience within sand mortar, influenced the project undoubtedly. And I think sand mortar is really interesting site that is a project that effectively utilize the meshwork of traces by the wind as it intermingle with things simultaneously. And I can find traces of the wind scattered throughout the area, and it is more akin to movement. And speaking of movement, that leads us back to the topic of sound, and I will skip about it. So what I want to say is that the primary element driving sand mortar is the wind, and great way to observe its essence is through listening. And yeah, that is why I aim to create audio artwork in the residency, and I think that could be intuitively experienced. And given that it is an engineering project, there were many areas that I couldn't fully comprehend. So instead of trying to reveal them technically, I would like to incorporate more imaginative approach to engage the audiences. So yeah, also the mechanism of electronic instrument that interact with the wind I made is already pretty technologically pretty complex. So I thought fictional story, and yeah, the short story about wind is a part of my audio walk created in the Zen motor environment, and I invited a participant listen to the sound through headphones while holding a text material and follow the path of the story.
Thank you so much. It was so interesting to hear more about your work. Do you plan any public moment for sharing this work soon?
Now I don't have any like concrete plan in upcoming summer, but after summer vacation, I will give a little presentation in the Zen Motor with satellite group in September. and maybe I can give audio walk with my wind installation.
Well, thank you for being here with us today, Minji.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking forward to following more your work, hearing more about the wind. Goodbye.